Enoch saw God only by faith, did he, Enoch, see God by his side?
Only by faith. He knew that the Lord was there, and he adhered steadfastly to the principles of truth. We, too, are to walk with God. When we do this, our faces will be lighted up by the brightness of his presence, and when we meet one another, we shall speak of his power, saying, "Praise God! Good is the Lord, and good is the word of the Lord." Christ a constant companion, we can have what Enoch had. We can have Christ as our constant companion. Enoch walked with God, and when assailed by the tempter, he could talk with God about it. He had no "it is written" as we have, but he had a knowledge of his heavenly companion. He made God his counselor, and was closely bound up with Jesus. And Enoch was honored in this course. He was translated to heaven without seeing death. And those who will be translated at the close of time, will be those who commune with God on earth. Those who make manifest that their life is hid with Christ in God will ever be representing him in all their life practices. Selfishness will be cut out by the roots.
Strove to conform to divine likeness, let us realize the weakness of humanity, and see where man fails in his self-sufficiency. We shall then be filled with the desire to be just what God desires us to be, pure, noble, sanctified. We shall hunger and thirst after the righteousness of Christ. To be like God will be the one desire of the soul. This is the desire that filled Enoch's heart. And we read that he walked with God. He studied the character of God to a purpose. He did not mark out his own course, or set up his own will, as if he thought himself fully qualified to manage matters. He strove to conform himself to the divine likeness. How Enoch walked with God, while trusting in your heavenly Father for the help you need, he will not leave you. God has a heaven full of blessings that he wants to bestow on those who are earnestly seeking for that help which the Lord alone can give. It was in looking in faith to Jesus, in asking of him, in believing that every word spoken would be verified, that Enoch walked with God. He kept close by the side of God, obeying his every word. His was a wonderful life of oneness. Christ was his companion. He was in intimate fellowship with God.
Abode in pure atmosphere, he, Enoch, did not make his abode with the wicked. He did not locate in Sodom, thinking to save Sodom. He placed himself and his family where the atmosphere would be as pure as possible. Then at times he went forth to the inhabitants of the world with his God-given message. Every visit he made to the world was painful to him. He saw and understood something of the leprosy of sin. After proclaiming his message, he always took back with him to his place of retirement some who had received the warning. Some of these became overcomers, and died before the flood came. But some had lived so long in the corrupting influence of sin that they could not endure righteousness. No moral darkness so dense, Enoch walked with God, while of the world around him sacred history records, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Enoch's righteous life was in marked contrast with the wicked people around him. His piety, his purity, his unswerving integrity were the result of his walking with God, while the wickedness of the world was the result of their walking with the deceiver of mankind. There never has been and never will be an age when the moral darkness will be so dense as when Enoch lived a life of irreproachable righteousness. Enoch the first prophet. Enoch was the first prophet among mankind. He foretold by prophecy the second coming of Christ to our world, and his work at that time. His life was a specimen of Christian consistency. Holy lips alone should speak forth the words of God in denunciation and judgments. His prophecy is not found in the writings of the Old Testament. We may never find any books which relate to the works of Enoch, but Jude, a prophet of God, mentions the work of Enoch.